In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the love of God our Father, the fellowship of Jesus Christ, and His Holy Spirit be with all of you. Time is a precious commodity. Jesus tells us in today's gospel that the time is coming. Are we using our time as well as we can? So let us pause and ask God's forgiveness. Lord, your kingdom is close at hand, so Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
you call us to repentance, so Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
And Lord, you proclaim the good news, so Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah saying, "Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you." So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh will be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. The word of the Lord.
The response for today's psalm, "Teach me your ways, O Lord."
Letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I tell you, brothers and sisters, the time is running out. From now on, let those having wives act as not having them, those weep as not weeping, those rejoicing as not rejoicing, those buying as not owning, those using the world as not using it fully. For the world in its present form is passing away. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment, he said. The kingdom of God is at hand, so repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. And he walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. He too called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and they followed him. And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus. As you heard in today's gospel, Mark, we can see there's an urgency in his gospel. There's an urgency in even Jesus, right after John was arrested, how he begins his mission. And he lets them know, even as he calls for his disciples, that there's no delay anymore. And they got the message, says they dropped everything. They left their fishing and left their parents, and they immediately followed Jesus. We know that maybe there's urgency in our life today. A lot of things are happening around us. And maybe I thought when I saw, keep on seeing the pictures of that cruise ship that struck a rock and went down off of Italy, how an urgency must be coming upon it. Maybe God is sending us certain messages. That cruise ship is like a city. I think it was like 10,000 people on it, 7,000 passengers, and about 3,000 crew members. And when we saw it hit that rock, you know, there's so much confusion. I'm sure there's a sense of urgency for the passengers. But they were given mixed signals. Some of them told, go back to their rooms. And they had enough common sense to see that if the ship was tipping over, if they went to their rooms, I'm sure they knew the consequences. So they took it upon themselves immediately, do something. Some jumped overboard and swam, supposedly the short distance to shore. But others were really panicking. And maybe that's a symbol of our society, as we see what's happening. You know, companies are holding up, jobs have been decreasing for these last number of years. We see a lot of people too panicking. Maybe some people even giving up their faith, saying, how can there be a God when all these terrible things are happening? So that's what Jesus was about. That's what he was about with his disciples. Telling them that all these things, there's confusion in his day, there's anxiety, maybe there's even panic. That's why Jesus rolled up his sleeves, told his followers, let's get going. And he did that. In fact, many places he went to, he wanted him to stop there, stop in this town or that town or village. He went. It was an urgency. He had to get through as many people in as short lifespan as possible. And then when his time was over, he wanted his disciples to have the same urgency. Get going, don't delay. He gave them instructions about what to wear. One tunic or two tunics, a couple pairs of sandals. Don't take anything with them. Get on the move. I'm sure that all of us here, we have urgency in our lives, maybe health urgencies. I'm sure we know that if we feel bad or ill, we better not put it off. We better not wait until tomorrow, the next week. The blood sends us all kinds of signals. Beginning of a heart attack, a lump, a tumor, not feeling well, maybe sign of cancer, maybe something to do with our eating habit, maybe diabetes. All these things seem to be a matter of urgency. And if we're wise people, really following the gospel, we take them seriously. But more than that, we take our relationship with God seriously. We don't let all these things around us discourage us or have us lose our faith. We keep going. Keep it going day in and day out. We don't lose faith. And that's what the message is today, I believe, in today's gospel.
By the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary,
shall enter into Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, descended into hell, and the third day rose from the dead, descended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Now is the time for us to bring our prayers to our Father, confident in the knowledge that they are united with the prayers of the faithful all over the world, and in all of our prayers.
For the church, that it may become more and more a sign of God's kingdom in our midst, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear
our prayer. For our country, may there be a growing reverence for all human life from conception to natural death, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those serving in our armed forces and their families and loved ones, may those in harm's way be shielded from danger, and those waiting at home be strengthened by God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For ourselves, that God will strengthen us to make known Jesus' message enthusiastically. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, may they find comfort in the peace of Jesus, especially Larry DeMonico Jr. and Joe Paterno, coach at Penn State. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the deceased, especially Mary Relyea, that they may enter the eternal kingdom promised by Jesus, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For these and the intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. O God, our Father, we thank you for this time of prayer and praise. Receive our offerings and unite us in your love. Help us to treasure the gifts of time and use it well. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Let us sing number 380, the summons number 380.
Thank you.
Lord, receive our gifts. Let our offerings make us holy and bring all of us eternal salvation. We ask this, Father, through Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us all give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
Father, it is our duty, our salvation, always everywhere to give thanks to your beloved Son. He is the Word that we made the universe, the Savior who sent to redeem us. By the power of the Holy Spirit, into flesh and reward of the Virgin Mary. For our sake, he opened his arms at the cross. He put an end to death. He revealed the resurrection. In this, Jesus fulfilled your will and won for you, holy people. So now we join with all the angels and saints, proclaiming your glory as we say.
Grant peace in our day.
In your mercy, keep us free from sin and anxiety, that you now wait in joyful hope, waiting for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The
Lord Jesus, you once said to your friends, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Do not look upon our sins, but upon the faith of all your church. Grant to all of us here the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
Lord, with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a pray. Almighty God, grant me receiving the grace by which you bring us new life. May we always glory in you. We ask this through Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever. Let us bow our heads and pray for your blessings. May we be filled with a new sense of urgency to use our time well during the coming week, at work, at prayer, at rest, and at play. Amen. May Almighty God bless all of us here, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us go from here in peace to love and serve the Lord and one another.
You have one announcement this morning. St. Thecla is pleased to announce our parish mission with Alex Jones entitled Got Truth. It will take place on March 4th through the 7th. Please see the lantern for the faith sharing questions of the week and for more details on upcoming parish events.
As we are sent forth, let us sing number 535, Can You Do Us? This is sung to the tune of There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. Number 535.
No spirit, no word, his voice goes unheeded. The sound goes forth through all the earth. The message is the utmost parts of the world.
Thank you.